lots of church that he can lay his hands on. I don't care how little it is. Two or three gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. Now just speaking the name, you say, well, we gather in his name. Speaking the name of Jesus by word is not what he meant so much as it is the attitude that you're gathered in. The environment of the name of Jesus. When you gather in my name, then ask what you will. It's the motive that you come in, the attitude. It's an attitude instead of so much of a calling a name. Sinners call that name on the street. Curse it and everything else. But it's the environment that you're in, the attitude that you come. Coming in Jesus' name. I could see Samson. He was on his road to see his girlfriend. Little sissy boy, little mommy picked his little curls up. And here he was going down to see his little girlfriend. And a great big lion run out and roared at him. He was helpless. And the Bible said that the Spirit of God came on him. And he grabbed that lion like it was a little goat and tore it in two. What a man he was when the Spirit of God came on him. He had a hidden power. Amen. That had been given him. Well, that same Spirit of God is the Holy Ghost. It's a hidden power. Yes. And he slew the lion as if it would have been a kid. How powerful he was. Because he had a hidden power. Now, the man with this hidden power is not so much as you couldn't operate on him and find it. The doctor might cut him to pieces, but he looks like an ordinary man. And they wonder what it is. Some people think it's a rabbit foot that you rub behind your ear. But it isn't. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that's been brought in by divine grace, by God our power, and filled that individual with his presence. You shall receive life, eternal life, Zoe, God's own life, dwelling in you. Oh, what a hidden power it is. Daniel had it. And when the lions run at him, the hidden power showed itself out and the lions got scared. Daniel had some hidden power. The Hebrew children had it. And when the fire started to burn them, it was hotter than the fire was. So it cut the fire out and cut the rope. Hidden power. Peter had it after Pentecost. And he went through the gate called Beautiful. And there led a man crippled from his mother's womb. Said, silver and gold have I none. But I got some hidden power I'll give you if you'll believe it. And he picked him up by the hand and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And you know what? He projected hidden power. And when that man's ankle bones got strong, he leaped in the air like a hart and began to jump and praise the Lord. And these doctors of theology said, now I wonder what this is all about. Hidden power.